Okay. We're going to talk about mental sex, male or female. And this is always a fun topic. We're not talking about anatomical sex here. We're not talking about sexual preference or gender preference. We're talking about mental sex. Okay? It describes the dynamics of the mind. And there's two varieties of dynamics. A male mental sex dynamic and a female mental sex dynamic. It does not say that there's anything that anybody cannot do. It does not say there are any points of view or understandings anyone can't arrive at. It just says that the order in which you move through things to get to the same point will be different depending on whether you're male or female mental sex. We're not talking about a binary state. Nothing is limited out of one or the other. There's just a pull that occurs, and that pull is going to lead us to have the female mind look at motivations. The male mind will have a tendency to look at purposes. All things being equal, there'll be more of a tendency. Female mind will try to see the connections between things. The male mind will try to gather evidence about things. The female mind will set up conditions. The male mind will set up requirements. The female mind will determine the leverage points that can restore balance. The male mind breaks a job into steps. Those are two ways of figuring out what to do. Do we try to locate the leverage points where we can change things around, tune them up, or do we try to divide a job into steps that have to be accomplished? The female mind seeks fulfillment. The male mind seeks satisfaction as their primary reward. The female mind concentrates on why and when. The male mind concentrates on how and what. The female mind puts the issues in context. The male mind argues the issues. The female mind tries to hold it all together. The male mind tries to pull it all together. Now, these are tendencies. A couple of examples would be that Ripley in the original Alien is a male mental sex character. In fact, the part was actually written for a man. They changed some gender references and threw in a couple of extra things to kind of soften the character, but kept the same methodology and sequence of problem solving. And she comes off being a male mental sex character in that story. That's one reason why at the end of the story, when she goes off and gets the cat, it's like, wait a minute, going off and getting the cat, you know, most of the guys in the audience are right with her with everything she's doing, and then she goes off and gets the cat. I wouldn't get the cat. They can't deal that because that was something added to the character because they changed her sex to female in the story but kept her mental sex male, and that's why it's, you know, sure, it adds some tension, but it adds tension because it's out of place. Now, an example of a female mental sex character in a male body would be Tom Wingo, Nick Nolte, in Prince of Tides. And you'll find that a lot of guys had trouble relating to old Nick in Prince of Tides because women just got into it and said, I know what he's going through. I know what he's feeling. I've been there, you know. And guys are going, what is this guy doing, you know. it didn't ring true to them. And it was like, no, very uncomfortable for a lot of them or insightful. Because as we become enlightened and sensitized, we see more onto the other side. And when we see more onto the other side, we can find it refreshing to mix things up a little bit like that and get another point of view than we normally had, which makes us think of our own preconceptions. But guys who are pretty much set in their ways or women who are pretty much seeing things one way, they're going to move around that. Now, we'll give some more examples of those in a minute, but I will go through another of my real quick explanations like I did in this, but not quite as fast, but I'll give you some stuff that is important to show that this isn't just something arbitrarily we picked up. Current research says that in the 12th to 14th week of pregnancy, there is either a flush of testosterone or estrogen over the developing fetus. And when that flush of testosterone or estrogen occurs, it alters the relationship between the balance of dopamine and serotonin. Serotonin excites all the neurons to fire. Dopamine inhibits them from firing, which creates a bias in the brain for about 2-week period, and then it all goes away. During that 2-week period, it's kind of like one of those little pin boxes where you push your hand into it from one side, it goes in, and the other side comes out, but you can see that it's a hand from either side. It leads towards the brain either being biased towards the biochemistry taking precedence or the neurology taking precedence. And in fact, our self-awareness comes from a relationship between our biochemistry and our neurology. It resides in neither one independently. It means that, and although this is not different between men and women, it gives you an idea of how it can work. If you sit at a red light and you're ready to go when it's time to move your car, do you step on the gas when the light turns green or when it stops being red? That's kind of the difference between the two. Everything we see in life has meaning for both. One side favors a spatial view, which is the side that favors the neurology, which is the side that favors the serotonin, which excites the neurology more. The other side favors the dopamine, which inhibits the side of the neurology, allowing the biochemistry to take precedence, and therefore is a more emotional side. One side favors space, one side favors time. We all see space and time, but which one gets our images and our information from around us first? If we get space first, space deals with us as best it can from all its experience and preconceptions, and then whatever's left over goes over to our time sense, the emotional side, and it deals with what's left. That's a male perspective. If we go from the other side, women are going to sense things in terms of time first, and when they sense it in terms of time first, that's the emotional appraisal, and that is a form of logic too, which we had to actually create words for in our model because none exist in the English language, surprise, surprise. And when we created those words for that kind of emotional logic, which is just as precise as linear logic, is more holistic, then whatever's left over after that, it goes on to the space sense, which is why there is a tendency within people, if you look at people in general, for men to be better at spatial things and women to be better at internal emotional type or temporal things. Now, as a result of that, we're not saying this is something that is absolutely black and white and a big bias. There are four levels of the mind: preconscious, subconscious, memory, and consciousness. And they're not with little walls between them. They're all tendencies, like gravitational poles. More like gravity, where it has a tendency to pull you this way or pull you that way, all other things being equal. The only place that this mental sex thing operates is down here at the preconscious level. That's like almost at the level of genetics. It's way down there where it sets up those dynamics in your mind for those 2 weeks, and then the ocean wave recedes, but you're not going to find the difference between male and female and cutting a brain open and looking for anything. It's in the balance of the relationship between the biochemistry and the neurology, all the way down to the level of the ganglia, okay? And you can get some real interesting stuff there. But to close up on that thought, preconscious is only 1/4 of the influence that there is on the brain, on the mind. It sits us here and it sits us there. Men on one side, women on the other. But there's 3 other levels, and we can end up doing this by virtue of either having our intrinsics that we cannot change for our entire life, which is that basic bias, male or female, by virtue of our holistic experiences, the sum total of all we felt, by virtue of our knowledgeable experience, where we become wise and see what's going on, and by virtue of our conscious choice. There's 3 times as much tendency controlling us as the one that we're stuck with being male or female, which means that everyone can get everywhere, but we can find ourselves on opposite sides of where you might expect, but we're always locked down at the bottom. What it means ultimately is that when we have looking at things and looking from a particular place, men and women can look at the same thing from 2 different places. Or they can look from the same place, feel the same things, when they're looking at 2 different things, but they'll never be able to look at the same thing from the same place. And that's why we have differences between us. Meaning that we can all get anywhere, or we can all feel anything, but we'll never be able to feel the same thing when we're getting to the same place. And that affects the sequence of events that take place in a story. Now, it's all highly technical, so we don't ask you about all that stuff. We ask you to pick male or female mental sex, and most often it's going to be, if the character's male, then it's a male mental sex. If the character's female, it's a female mental sex. But if you want to get like Prince of Tides or like Alien, you might want to switch it around for effect. The positive nature is it opens up new perspectives. The negative nature of it is they can alienate part of your audience who feels uncomfortable with that change. Any questions on that?